Good morning. We continue with Hayolim Hilchus Shabbos. I'm going to call Chafei Simon Beis. How he says a lavad shekaren felchin. The Reza told us toiba b'chayim. The person makes felt. Felt is fibers. Instead of spinning them around each other, you press them together to the point that the fibers themselves sort of catch around each other and hold together. So it's a process of tefiyah, according to the Rambam. It's a tolda of the malacha of toiva, which is primarily the idea of making a larger unit of material by taking these smaller fibers and spinning them around each other. And they catch together and become a larger unit. So whether it's a thread, which is toiva, or whether it's a flat piece of material, which is felt, either way, it's going to be the same thing. So Rambam holds us the told of toiva. The Rabbit is mishum binyan. The Rabbit, however, sees that the malach over here is binyan. We will learn about barna. Now the Rambam defines the malach of barna is taking various pieces and putting them together to create something. A person takes a model airplane and puts the pieces together and creates a model. The Rambam sees that would be a malach of barna. A person takes bricks and makes a wall, that's barna. So that you're taking these fibers and putting them together. And so it's a form of binyan, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, however, the malacha goes under the umbrella of the Isra of Teva. By the item, the binyan, which you had before, the pieces come together. They're definitely one unit, but they're still distinct. By the fibers, they just mesh together into one single reality. And that's more along the lines of the malacha of Teva. Okay, Simon Gimel. Oysa. Napa ikvora isal iswacha ishorg mitachavalim nearly the huadin bekashu chodabareis that told us isanirin. So the isanirin is the process which allows a person to do the ariga process, to do the weaving process. So weaving, we picture weaving on a loom. You have threads going in one direction. You create a space with the threads, some threads high, some threads low. Let's say, for example, the even threads go up and the odd threads go down. You have space to throw a shuttle which releases thread as it goes across. And now you have this piece of thread which is in between the threads on top and bottom. And that is going to be the ariga, but setting up the process of having some high and some low is the process of oisad batenirin, oisad nirin. You can have that when it comes to weaving a basket as well. The person weaves the basket, you have the vertical uprights, that's a repetition, which you weave your basket, weaves in and out around those uprights, so you have upright sticks. Setting up the process of creating the vehicle to have these upright sticks, that they should be there to weave around them, is the process of oisanirin. So to do that, a person has to start with some sticks going in two directions, let's say for example, four going right-left, and four east-west, and four going north-south. You weave those together around each other, and then you weave around, you sew around that with a reed to hold that in place. So now you have this square in which you can then fold the pieces up and start weaving. So that process of putting that in place is a tolda. It's part of the process of oisin batenirin, which in the case of the loom is creating the loom in such a way that it'd be able to create this opening. Whereas it comes to basket weave, it's creating that foundation which will allow you to have the uprights that you can weave around. Have a good day.